KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with some areas of fog and partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Road conditions around southwest Iowa are gradually improving as you go east, I should say, but from Highway 148 near the Anita exit, all the way over to far western Iowa, around the I-80, 680 split, and into I-29. The roadways are partially covered this morning with ice. And further north, Highway 71 from about Hamlin to the Manning Road, which is Highway, 183, I believe it is. Those areas, along with Defiance and Manila, roads are 100% ice covered. So road conditions should begin to improve this morning. But because of the current conditions, we do have a few school districts that are canceling classes for today, and a majority of them are running late. Let's tell you about the cancellations first. No school today at Cam and Nottoway Valley. Once again, classes canceled for Cam and Nottoway Valley. Adair KC Guthrie Center is running 2 hours late. Buses on hard surfaces only. AHSTW and Audubon are running 2 hours late. No morning activities for those districts. Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Bayard, Creston are running 2 hours late today. 90-minute late starts this morning for East Mills, Essex, and Fremont Mills. Exira EHK, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools, Orient Maxburg, and Panorama are all running 2 hours late. Riverside is 2 hours late with no morning preschool, and the child care will open at normal hours at Riverside. Southwest Valley is 2 hours late, no morning preschool there. Stanton, Trainer, West Central Valley, Woodbine, and West Harrison are 2 hours late. No morning preschool at Southwest Valley. Buses on hard surfaces only for West Central Valley. And finally, Southwestern Community College classes will start at 9:40 this morning. And those are the latest into the KJAN newsroom. You can check out that list again at KJAN.com. Go to the cancellations page under Community Hub. In the news, police in Red Oak Thursday afternoon arrested 58-year-old Thomas Oscar Anderson of Red Oak on a felony charge of stalking. Anderson was taken into custody at around 4:25 p.m. in the 400 block of East Maple Street. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department say police arrested a 12-year-old girl Thursday morning for making terroristic threats through social media or a Snapchat account. The threats were directed toward the Kern Middle School in Council Bluffs. Prior to the start of the school day, the principal at Kern was contacted by a parent of a student who had seen disturbing messages on Snapchat making references to firearms and killing people at the school. The principal and Council Bluffs Police Kern Resource Officer worked with detectives to identify the student responsible for posting the threatening messages. The girl is a student at Kern Middle School and was attending classes Thursday morning. The police department kept a presence inside the school, monitoring the area as the investigation proceeded. Further investigation revealed that the girl did not have any access to weapons. She was booked into the Southwest Iowa Juvenile Detention Center on one count of threat of terrorism, which is a Class D felony. Police did not release the name of the female student due to her age. They will also not be releasing the threatening postings that instigated the investigation as their evidence in a criminal case. Authorities said the incident was an example of how the See Something, Say Something campaign works, and they encourage adults to have conversations with student-age kids, stressing that these types of posts are not funny and will lead to very serious consequences. Law enforcement will treat every threat as being potentially credible until proven otherwise. The Council Bluffs Police Department said it's not aware of any other threats within the school district at this time. Authorities say they will continue to work with school officials to provide a safe learning environment for the community's children. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported that six arrests had taken place over the past week. On Tuesday, 28-year-old Anthony Jerome Moore of Tampa, Florida, was arrested on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for theft in the second degree. Moore was brought to the Cass County Jail and held on $5,000 bond. 18-year-old Timothy Detlef Asmus of Audubon was arrested on an Atlantic Police Department warrant Tuesday for theft in the fourth degree. Asmus was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on a $1,000 bond. Last Friday, deputies in Cass County arrested 20-year-old Shelley Lynn Brusman of Bagley on a district court warrant for probation violation. Brusman was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $25,000 bond. And there were three arrests on February 15th in Cass County. Deputies arrested 23-year-old Samantha Kim Jensen of Atlantic on a district court warrant for probation violation. She remains held in the jail on $25,000 bond. 33-year-old Aaron Michael Martison of Anita was arrested also on a district court warrant for probation violation. His bond was also set at $25,000. And 33-year-old Miles Blake Cooley of Anita was arrested for a probation violation warrant, plus an additional charge of possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense. Cooley was brought to the Cass County Jail and released on a $2,000 bond the following day. In the funeral announcements, Garland Barat, age 90, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died Sunday. A Masonic service for Garland Barat will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Fellowship Hall in Irwin, with a memorial service following at 11:30 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dorothy Oliphant, age 66, of Atlantic, died Monday in Omaha. Funeral services for Dorothy Oliphant will be today at 2 o'clock at the New Life Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Donna Mae Dargan, age 82, of Avoca, died Monday in Bergen Mercy Hospital Medical Center. The family of Donna Dargan will greet friends at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home this evening from 6 until 7:30. Now, that was rescheduled from Thursday. A memorial service will be at a later date. John O. Rich, age 74, of Panora, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. A remembrance gathering for John Rich will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Owl's Nest in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Gary Simmons, age 79, of Atlantic, died February 13th. Funeral services for Gary Simmons will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gerald Jones, age 79, formerly of Walnut, died Tuesday in Arkansas. Funeral services for Gerald Jones will be held Saturday in Bull Shoals, Arkansas. Graveside services will be held at a later date at the Walnut Cemetery. William Hupp, age 67, of Panora, died Wednesday. A visitation for William Hupp will be on Sunday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Virgil Henriksen, age 87, of Audubon, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Virgil Henriksen will be held on Monday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Dick Gross, age 83, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. Celebration of life services for Dick Gross will be held Monday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Dorothy Brammer, age 89, of Panora, died Wednesday. A funeral mass for Dorothy Brammer will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Michael Bruce Kanan, age 63, of Defiance, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Michael Kanan will be held March the 3rd at 1 p.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Robert Dale Buck, age 94, of Shelby, died Thursday in Harlan. Services for Robert Buck are pending at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home. And that is a check of our funeral announcements here on KJAN, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.